leads us onward. I want to be a part of praising, worshiping Him, don't you? I love that part that says, all thy works with joy surround thee. Earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee. Center of unbroken praise. Hold on a minute. I want to be part of that, don't you? And you know what? When we're out in creation, it is such a blessing to take time away from the things of this world, all duties and problems, and just sit and look at creation. And the greenery, the sun shining on those leaves, just making them so shiny. Oh, and we just let go of the things of this world, and we're up in the throne room worshiping the Lord and thanking Him for His creation. And I think of a woman I met years ago. She was just so troubled by her marriage. I think her husband was abusive and an alcoholic. And she told us at church one Sunday, she said, I was so troubled, but I went outside and I sat in a chair under the shade of a tree in my backyard. And my heart lifted up to Jesus and I thought, He's in control. Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
So this song was written at the time when World War I broke out. But the man who wrote it, Henry Van Dyke, still believed in the creation of the Lord and the hope that we have of eternal life and that He is in control of everything. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we rejoice in who You are, in all that You've created, how You've drawn us to Yourself to show us that apart from You, apart from the Lord Jesus, we are nothing but in Him. As we trust and abide in the Lord Jesus, we have His righteousness, we have His mind, we have His heart of love and joy and peace.
Yes.
And we praise You for that,
yes,
Father.
God.
And Father, I pray if there's anybody listening that's not sure that they have that joy, that peace, that rest with You, that hope of eternal life, I pray that today they would turn their heart toward You and say, God, show me the truth. Show me the way to eternal life. Thank You, Father. You always answer a prayer like that. I love You, Father, and I thank You for the joy that You've given me today. You've filled me with the joy because of this song. You've filled me with joy because of my husband's love. You've filled me with joy because You are ever present. I love You, and Father, might I glorify You with everything in me. And might all those who are watching do the same. Might they be renewed and refreshed in that first love for You, Jesus. Oh, our brother, our soon coming King, our bridegroom, we're going to be home at last. And Father, I know that You'll give us Your grace and Your strength to be a light in this dark, dark world, and that will draw others into the kingdom of God. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Pastor Bud, we've got a song that says, Face to Face. We're going to see Him one day.
With rapture I believe.
Good to be with y'all today. As I was meditating on what God would have me to bring, face to face kept coming up in my spirit. And Pastor Nikki, those of you that are watching, I want to say there's no way to avoid it. One day we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is going to be the righteous judge.
Amen.
And if we have repented of our sins and we have forsaken our old ways and followed Jesus, and we have been used of the Holy Ghost, then that face-to-face day is going to be a joyous one when our Savior says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Amen.
But oh, it's going to be a terrible day when the lost person has to stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat and hear those words, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
Terrible.
Now, it's something that we all need to get in our mind and in our spirit, in our heart, that we're going to have to face judgment.
That's right.
Face to face. It's not going to be something that you're going to be somewhere way out there. You're going to be face to face with the one that created you. And you're going to have to give it an answer.
Yeah.
How many times, beloved, those of you that are saved today, how many times did you hear that invitation before you got right? I heard it many times. And I'm so glad I did, but there's a burden in my heart for those that are lost that keeps putting it off. They keep putting it off. Well, there's some things I have to straighten out. No, you don't have to straighten nothing out. You don't have to change a thing. All you have to do is come and humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will lift you up. All you have to do is confess your sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. All you have to do is be willing to take up the cross daily and follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whether it's an easy day or a hard day, at the end of the day, we need to be able to say, "I trusted in you, Lord."
Amen.
It may not have worked out the way I wanted it to. This day may not have been what I expected of it. But I know this one thing. Lord, I trusted in you to help me, and you did.
Yes.
And I just want to say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you, Jesus. You know what? When you stand face to face before Jesus Christ, He's going to say, "Yep, you made it right. And my blood forgive you of your sins. And you're standing before me now as a child of the living God. You belong to my Father."
Amen.
"You are well done. Enter thou into the kingdom of my Father."
Amen.
I want to read today from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I pray, listen, let's just take time to slowly let this word come into us.
Yes.
As it come into me just a little while ago. Paul wrote in the 13th chapter, starting with the 8th verse. Paul had a message here. God spoke through him, and I pray He'll speak to you. The Bible says, "Charity," or love, "never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And you know, so many people has taken that scripture and turned it into something that is so terrible. As long as we're on the face of this earth, until Jesus takes us home, the gifts of the Holy Ghost are real. Speaking in tongues is real.
Yes.
Listen, knowledge is real.
Yes.
Listen, prophecies are real.
Yes.
And Paul went on to say, for we know in part. We just know a little bit of what God has and who He is.
Amen.
And we prophesy in part. Now, all of these gifts are in operation. But there's coming a time. Oh, there's coming a time whenever the Lord comes and takes His bride home, that what we know in part will be done away with, because it's going to be completion.
Amen.
It's going to be perfection.
Yes.
But that which is perfect is come. When that which is perfect is come. You know, there's no perfection in this world. You may think you're perfect, but you're not. I know I'm not.
I'm not.
But when that is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away with. You see, we get a taste of heaven now.
That's right.
Just a little piece. A little bit of icing on the cake. We get a little taste. We lick the bowl. We take the spoon and we lick the spoon. But I'm going to say this. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. Now listen, child of God. God is speaking to somebody. We need to put away these childish things. These are doctrinal things that separate us and divide us and splits the body of Christ. We need to put away the childish things. We need to put away what we want, and we need to be concerned about the welfare of others. We need to be concerned and not be mad at people we don't understand or those that may have hurt us. We need to put those things away, and we need to be perfect in Christ. We need to learn how to love with the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I thank you for that amen.
<It's true. coughs>
We need to put away the childish things.
Yes.
Like, I don't like the way you wear your hair. Or judging people. Boy, that person has got their hair dyed red or green. They got a ring in their nose or in their ear. Or they what they're wearing is just so terrible. Listen, that is childish things. We need to be more concerned about that person's soul. That hell is real and heaven is real. And one day we are going to meet the great judge face to face.
That's right.
I want to be right. I want to be ready, don't you?
Yes.
I want to be right. I want to be ready.
Amen.
Paul said it's time to put away these childish things. I'm going to tell you, it's time for religion to take a back seat and a relationship with Jesus Christ to take a front seat.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, listen, right now, we see through a glass darkly. We don't understand it all, but we get a little, just a blurry glimpse of it. But Paul said, but then face to face, one day face to face, we're going to know what God is all about.
Amen.
We're going to know Him. Now I know in part. Paul said, I just know a little bit of it. And I know a little bit of it. And I pray you know a little bit of it.
Amen.
But I'm going to say one day, we're going to know it all.
Amen.
Some people today think they know it all. But you don't, if you think you know it all, you know nothing.
That's right.
I'm going to say this with all my heart. It says, but face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to know people that I met in this life. I'm going to know them. And I'm going to know Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to know Him completely because He says that we don't know exactly what we are going to be like, but we're going to be like Jesus.
Amen.
That's good enough for me.
It's wonderful.
So I want to say this today in closing. What are you doing with your life? If you're a Christian, what are you doing with your life? If you're not saved, you're going to have to face Jesus Christ. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And if you're not saved, Jesus has got His arms out. Come unto me and I'll give you rest.
Yes. Amen.
Come unto me.
Amen.
I'll give you rest. Would you come, sinner? Would you come? Child of God, will you grow up and quit being a child and put away your childish things and be a man and or a woman of God? Only you can answer that. I know one thing, God's not going to throw you away.
No.
I know one thing. He didn't throw me away. And so Pastor Nikki's going to come and close today with the song that says, He didn't throw the clay away. God's not going to throw you away. No, you are loved. You're special. Come and sing it, Pastor Nikki. See you Sunday.
Did not despair. He started over.
opening my eyes to the truth that you are my way, my truth, and my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that all those who are listening know that truth also. He won't throw you away. He'll pick you up and mold you into his image. Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you again, maybe Sunday if we can live stream, but next Tuesday for sure. Be with us. Bye for now.